It's here and now. When Hitler began his murderous campaign, governments were slow to act, but individuals made heroic efforts. The Brit Nicholas Witten, for example, famously transported 600 children out of Europe. Others worked in obscurity. Have you heard of Waitstill and Martha Sharp, a minister and his wife from Wellesley, Massachusetts? Probably not. But long before the U.S. went to war, they were ordered by their progressive Unitarian Church to go to Europe, not once, but twice, providing visas, escorting refugees, arranging a kinder transport. Here's Alex Strasser, now in his 80s, recalling what his father told him as he boarded the boat.
Father said, read, write, and study, and become a doctor. They can take everything from you, but not your memory.
He is now a doctor. We'll hear from him. But the Sharps made these rescues while leaving their own two toddlers at home. Their grandson, Artemis Jakowski, tells their story in the new documentary, Two Who Dared. Artemis, welcome.
Thank you very much, Robin.
Who were these people, your grandparents?
Oh, my gosh. Well, when I knew them as a child, they were towering figures. This all started, really, from a ninth grade history project. My teacher gave me an assignment to interview someone of moral courage. And my mom said, well, talk to your grandparents. They did some cool things during World War II. And I was very nervous, and I went and interviewed my grandmother and found this unbelievable story that changed my life.
Wait a minute. This is the first time your mother told you that
Yes.
she was left behind by two parents who had no experience in diplomacy or espionage and picked up and went to Europe?
Right.
You'd never heard this story?
Never heard this story until ninth grade.
Okay. Well, then tell us more about what you heard. What was that decision like for them?
I'm sure it was excruciating. I know it was the greatest regret of my grandmother's life, but I think both my grandparents would have done it again.
Well, and plus, ultimately, they were able to help children. But before that, what were some of the things that your grandparents did in Europe?
Well, they arrived in February of 1939, 2 weeks before the Nazis invaded Prague. So they were there as they saw the Nazi buildup in the country. They were there March 15th, 1939, when the Nazis invaded. And then their work went from refugee resettlement and support to rescue.
At one point, you reenact a scene in which your grandmother rescues a Mr. X. Knocks on the door in dark alleys and have to pretend to be a couple walking along.
Right.
Right out of a movie.
Right out of a movie. And really, only when you reenact a story like this do you really see the drama in it. But here we felt their fear, their pain, their worry for not only who they were rescuing, but for their own lives.
Yeah. Well, and then there was the life-changing moment for your grandmother. And in the film, you have people read passages from her memoir. Here she is describing something she witnessed the day before the Nazis invaded Prague.
Nicholas Winton had arranged a kinder transport plane that was to leave from Prague and carry children as well as documents I had brought to the airport. The parents had brought sweets and other small gifts while saying the mundane things that are usually said before parting. Be good. We'll be together soon. All the while knowing they might not see them again.
Boy, I lost it. Because what you're showing at this time is the actual news footage of
right.
these parents. They're saying goodbye as if
right.
the kids are going to camp.
Right.
And
they would never see them again.
Yeah. So this moment when your grandmother witnessed the kinder transport that Nicholas Winton had arranged inspires her to do her own, but not before she's returned from Europe and literally she and her husband, your grandfather, are ordered back by the church.
Yes. Well, Frederick May Elliott, who was the president of the Unitarian Association, felt it was a duty to rescue these people. And now that the Unitarians had been involved in rescue, they felt it was an extension of their faith to do this.
Your grandparents heard about this at Sunday service. You know, they thought,
yep.
we did our thing, we're back, we're reunited with our still small children. And here's what your grandfather, Waitstill Sharp, said about that in his memoir.
I was taken aback by this and said, Dr. Elliot, my family has been broken up. We are eagerly counting upon a vacation. I have two young children who need steady parenting. Vacation, he shouted, vacation. Europe is falling to pieces, and you talk about vacation? I won't hear the word. You must go. There is no debating it.
Okay, so off they go to Europe, and your grandmother in 1940 arranges her own kinder transport. It was a boat, And on it was another guest that we have, Dr. Alex Stresser. He was 6 when he boarded that ship, and he joins us now from the studios of WXXI in Rochester, New York. Dr. Stresser, you appear in the film. What was it like for you to be taken back to this time, 6 years old, and leaving your family?
It was a very emotional moment, moments for me to go back to my childhood and those troubled days.
Yeah,
it brings back memories of my father, who was a wonderful man, and many other memories.
Did you meet Martha Sharp?
I'll give you an honest answer. I don't remember. My guess is I did, because she was leading the group.
Yeah. What do you remember?
It was obviously emotionally upsetting to me and to my brother, Joe, who was 8 at the time. We were told when we arrived in America that we were the 2 wildcats on the boat among the kinder. And I, being the 6-year-old, was the worst of the two of us.
Now that you see what the Sharps did, your thoughts?
Well, I'm very impressed by the Sharps. They saved my life, my brother's life, and made it possible for me to come to this country, become a successful physician, and a very proud father of our son, Stefan, who's a caring and a wonderful doctor.
Well, Artemis, again, we're talking about your grandparents here. They did all those things with a lot of sacrifice. It took a toll on their marriage.
Yes, well, they, I think, were constantly stressed. They weren't paid to do this work.
I have to underscore that because it's amazing. They weren't paid by the church.
They weren't paid by the church.
Yeah.
And then the stress, I think, of seeing what they saw pulled them apart. And eventually my grandmother asked my grandfather for a divorce.
Isn't that interesting? And part of the split was that your grandmother became more and more interested in activist work.
Right.
And your grandfather said, you know, can we please just have the family that we never had a chance to have.
Right.
Why is it important to you that we know about them?
Well, if you look at what happened at the Boston bombings, you see the first responders who ran in to help others. The film is an invitation to stand up for each other and take those risks to help each other.
I found myself thinking, would I have done that?
You know?
I think the film is very important to show the tragedy of what happened, to show how the tragedy could be eased. That we don't want this tragedy to happen again. The question is, do we wait till the fire is uncontrollable, or do we put the fire out?
Thank you both.
Thank
You're
you.
You're very welcome. It's my pleasure and my privilege to try to be of some help to future generations.
So we had Artemis Jakowski, director of Two Who Dared, the story of Waitstill and Martha Sharp. For a list of upcoming screenings, go to herenow.org. And that last person speaking, Dr. Alex Stresser, one of the children saved by Martha. By the way, in 2005, Israel gave the Sharps the title of Righteous Among Nations. Only one other American has received that honor, Varian Fry, who helped up to 4,000 Jews and other refugees escape from Nazi Germany. The Sharps have also been recognized by the U.S. Congress, the Red Cross, the French, Czech, and Portuguese governments. Waitstill Sharp died in 1983 after devoting part of his career to civil rights and refugee resettlement. Martha continued her social activism for decades. She died in 1999.
And Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. Please join us again, Here and Now.